Sometimes I imagine what life would be like to be okay with just not taking any risk and not creating. No planning, no mixing up, just doing things one at a time. Then I fucking realized that's not me. That ain't me. You know what I'm saying? As a kid, my favorite place to be was home with my mom and my youngest brother. He never bothered me if I wasn't in the main spaces. Like, if I'm not in the living room, he's not going to come in my room and bother me. If he's in the kitchen and he's getting what he's getting, I'm not bothering him. He's not bothering me. My thing was exploring my house, finding something to create in my house, using something I already have and making it a look different or positioning it in a different space. Make-believe scenes with my toys, writing in my journals, reorganizing my room. Not being me is so boring when I imagine it, especially now. Working 8 hours of the damn day to pay bills while not enjoying it is fucking exhausting. And sometimes while I'm working, I'm writing or I'm posting or I'm watching something or I'm reading something, I can't give other people all my energy. I can't give other people all my creativity. I can't give other people all my effort and not show up for myself. Every day doesn't mean I want to do what I did yesterday. And so this idea of living a mundane life where every day is a fucking same, the routine is a fucking same, it pisses me off in my head. I would never gravitate towards that. I get in random moods where I need a new angle in my day. I need a new something in my day. So I move around furniture and I do artwork and sometimes I stay up very late. Sometimes I go to sleep at 9:30. I love being in the places that bring me the most peace. I love being around people that bring me the most peace. But I also step back and I'm just like, okay, how can I show up for somebody that shows up for me? How can I ask, you know, do they need me to do X, Y, and Z? Like today, I'm going to be going to my friend's house later to help put up like a shoe shelf in her hallway because she asked me to and I said I'll come over after work Thursday. That's what I'm doing today after work on Thursday. Like, it is easy to just focus in on yourself, but it is also a way within your time to show up for other people. And I wish people knew how to find their balance in the things that also make them at peace. And when I want to rest, I feel best resting in my bed. Okay? I love a comfy, cozy bed. I love being on clean sheets. I love options of pillows. I don't like going to bed with a kitchen that's messy. I don't like having trash in the house when I sleep. I don't like going to bed knowing the bathroom isn't clean. I like to know that I swept my floors and I got rid of what was in yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's what brings me peace. That's what helps me mellow out. And so I work on things up until I'm tired or up until tired is beating my ass. I want to make sure I showed up for me in every day. And up until November 24th, 2 a.m. was my bedtime. Now, who I'm talking to is not really for the 2 a.m. or the staying up till 3 a.m. He's like, when you going to sleep? When you getting in bed? So I don't stay up that late anymore, but you have to show up for you just like you show up for other people. And so I feel like if I'm given a corporate job 8 hours of my day, I'm at least giving myself six of that. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Hours in my day. I just want more out of life. I like nice things. I want to create for a living. I don't want to work corporate until I retire. I think about the success of everything I want daily, not weekly, not monthly, not every 6 months. I think about what I'm every day. I'm thinking about what I want for myself, because if what I want for myself is so great, then what's going to be for my kids is going to be great. What's going to be for the people around me who know me, who can access me, is going to be great. I want my mother to be comfy until she leaves this earth. I want my family set. I want to be able to show up for my nephews and my nieces. Growing in height is over for me, okay? So I got to grow in skills, knowledge, appreciation, creativity, optimism, and that's forever for me. And along that timeline of me growing in these ways, I have to have a certain level of gratitude. And gratitude is always going to be given for where I am, but it isn't where I'm landing. So creativity has to be like that thing that's driving me, that's pushing me, that's keeping my mind in motion. So being me is a mixture of all the random things and the intentional bullshit I have that comes with me. And so the love and the creativity my mom poured into me, the brashness of my father, and not dealing with people's bullshit, all of it is with me. And the struggle in my 20s of me being stubborn and me thinking I had to struggle to make me a better person in me. But I'm dealing with that in a different way. So every day as fucking me is an ongoing relationship I have with myself. I build daily, so this is a happy reminder to regret nothing and learn to enjoy yourself. Because at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, you have you to focus on first. You have you to make better first. So I'm absolutely always going to wake up every day as fucking me. Truly. And I know in what positions and what energy I work well in. And I know what energy I need to be able to love how I love in. And I know what spaces I need to be in.
She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people. And because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right.
To create what I create in. And there's nothing wrong with having things a certain way so you could be your best. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more, even though the person next to you doesn't want more. Some people are just happy being just. I am not. There's always something to learn. There's always something to gain. There's always something to try. There's always something to see. And it's not about not appreciating what you have. It's always appreciation of what I have. But it's always going to be a want to learn more, to be better, to challenge myself. Because once you start getting comfortable at a level that you think is enough, your enough starts to be not enough. Life starts to pass what enough used to be. And that's where we are. And so this is your reminder to keep growing and keep being true to yourself and keep letting people know who think they can change how you are in your essence. Nah, this is what it is. But yeah, I gotta clock in for these motherfuckers. So I gotta get off this mic and I gotta get my glass of water. I gotta take my vitamins and I gotta move through this day and I gotta get it done. But I appreciate the fact that I am where I am, but I also have some other places where I gotta fucking go. That's it.